We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
A very blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, the rest of the world where you're listening from. We're coming this morning to be a blessing to you again. Thank you so much for your prayers and your support and your well wishes and your messages of encouragement. Praise the name of God. We're here always to be able to share with you, you know, a good word that will be a blessing to you and that will encourage you and help you to know that God is with you and that whatever you do, God will never leave you and that He will bless you regardless of what the enemy say or does. Praise the name of God. And so we're excited again this morning to be able to come and share with you. Once again, we have with us today Reverend Gail, our associate pastor, Apostle Chris, Bishop with Apostle with me, and my husband of 49, almost 50 years. Praise God. And then we have Elder Andrew Octave, who's a great man of God, elder in our church. We're glad to be able to have such fine people today to share with you. And I want you to know that each of them will be a blessing to you always. We're going to ask Elder Octave to pray for us as we begin this sharing today in Jesus' name.
Blessing, good morning to one and all in the hearing of my voice and who is listening to this great, awesome program. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to bring the word of God to the people. We pray, God, as we unfold the scriptures, as we bring light, as we show forth your kingdom to the people, that a seed will be planted in a soul, that it will be watered by your word, and that the kingdom of God will be expanded. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity that you've given unto us, and we declare all is well in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank
you so much, Elder. We're really excited to be able to celebrate this month. Reverend Gail is month we're focusing on prevention of abuse. Child abuse prevention this month. And this is significant because there are too many children in our villages, in our communities, in our homes, in our schools, in our neighborhoods that are being abused. And we want to focus attention on that and see how we can work together as a church and a community and the Ministry of Education to bring that to a halt, to cause that the abuse of our children to cease and desist among us. I want you to know that children are special to God. Children are important to God. He said if we abuse or we hurt one child, it's better for a millstone we cast around our head. I put around our head and we cast in the bottom of the sea and defer one of the children of God. And so it's very important that as a nation, as a country that's respected, you know, a developing country around the world respected, that we make sure that our children are taken care of. There are lots of rights for the children. Children are not just, you know, little people that are to be ignored. And because of the fact that they are human beings, praise God, with the future,
yes,
our country must be very careful how we handle our children and our churches. And every person that will come into contact with children must be very careful how they handle our children. They are gems for the Lord. They are flowers in God's garden, and all of them will be different. You know, I have two children, and they're both different. I have five grandchildren. I'm proud to be a grandmother, and they're all different. But I love them all, you know, with my whole heart, and I will not treat one better than the other. And I know that the same way I am, that you know, many mothers and fathers and grandparents, you love your children and your grandchildren the same. And God loves all of us as His children. And so this month, we want to make a declaration. Reverend Gail is going to do some praying and declaring as we are celebrating this month, we're looking to see the abuse of our children come to an end, to a halt. You know, my soul has become very tired hearing of the bad cases, awful cases of children being abused. We cannot continue to do that. and we can get verbal abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, you know, sexual abuse, all kinds of abuse, whatever kind of abuse. We come against that in Jesus' name. We take a stand as a church against that spirit in this nation, robbing us of our children's future. And those children are our next leaders. Yes. Those are our next prime ministers and governors. Governors are presidents and you know, doctors and lawyers and, you know, employers and employees and stuff. The future of a nation is locked up in the life of a child. You know, so we have to be careful that we don't destroy our children, and in doing that, destroy our nation. So Reverend Gail will do declarations and pray for our children before we go into the Word.
Thank you, Apostle, and good morning to all the listeners. The Lord highly bless and favor you today. The Word of God says that out of the mouth of babes and sucklings that you have ordained strength because of thine enemies, and thou mightiest still the enemy and the avenger. And God always looks towards the children. Jesus said, bring the children to me so that I can touch them. We want to declare today that Jesus is here in this nation, sovereign in this nation, touching the children. And as we pray for them in this Child Abuse Prevention Month, we pray, Father God, that you would touch and you would deliver all the children from every hand of abuse, whether it's emotional, mental, physical, social abuse. There's a lot of bullying, Lord, and peer pressure. Father, we pray even now that you would touch them by your hand and by your power. In Jesus' name, you said, Lord, that you would cover us like a mother hen would cover. Cover those children today. We decree and declare, Lord, that you are now coming alongside family by family, parish by parish, community by community, to this entire society. And you are touching all the young people, from the babes, Lord, to the adult, young adults, to the teens. You are touching them, Lord. Father, you know every situation. You know every area, Lord. And we thank you for going in and touching and delivering and freeing them from every bondage. Father, we take authority over every work of darkness in this island. You said, arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We decree and declare that the light right now is shining upon every abusive situation, in every home, in the name of Jesus, in every area, Lord, in every organization, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now that we are arising, and as we pray, that your light shall shine into the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. And Father, we thank you for those children, every one of them. Father, you know them. And we decree and declare that right now you are hiding them. Hallelujah. In the cleft of the rock. And Father, every perpetrator will be found out in Jesus' name. We bind every force of hell in the name of Jesus. We take authority over every criminal in Jesus' name that is being executed against the children. Father God, we take authority over it right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that it will be exposed in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for doing it even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that every dark area, the light of Christ must come.
Yes,
every gross darkness, the light shall shine, and the glory of the Lord is now rising upon every child in Jesus' name. Cause them not to be silent anymore. But Father, even as they are not silent, may their parents hear them.
Yes, praise
Father,
God.
I decree and declare that the parents now will not be stuck in thinking that the child isn't know what they're saying, but the parents' ears and their heart will be filled with compassion to hear the child as they cry, and they will investigate and do what they should do. Father God, this nothing will be covered up, but everything will be uncovered and exposed, so that healing will come, so that deliverance will come, just so that the comfort and the compassion of God will be felt upon every child. So Father, we decree and declare today that this spirit of abuse is now broken in this island.
Jesus.
And Father, we bring every child to you. You know them by name. You know their name. You know them, Lord, before they were even formed in their mother's womb. Yeah. You know them, Lord, and you brought them to the earth. So today, Father, we thank you that even as we pray, that the churches will now come on board, oh God, and cover and keep and comfort and do what they have to do. And all of society, Lord, the welfare side of society, the social side of society will begin to look at children. Don't look at them as bad, but look at them as children of God, called of God. And we decree, Lord, that we shall see a major turnaround, 180-degree turnaround for our children. In the name of Jesus, and we give you the praise. We plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus over our children, oh God. And we declare that it is done now in the heavens, and we shall see it manifested full of your glory in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. What a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a prayer and really causing the earth to shake. Praise God. And the negative darkness to go over our children. In Jesus' name, praise the name of God.
Amen.
Bless God. We're going to also, you know, share a concern. I'm sure that every church member, every pastor, every leader must be concerned as we are approaching the Easter celebration. In fact, we're in the Lenten season. This is the time we remember the death of our Savior. He's coming to the earth to die on the cross to redeem us. We reject every person who's been speaking out against Christianity and saying all kind of negative things about the church and about God and all that. Satan is a liar. We thank God because Jesus came and died once to save the whole world. Even those that don't want him, you still have a chance to be saved by him.
Yes.
And so we're looking forward to the Easter celebration and our Good Friday celebration. This is something that has been ingrained in our system in Barbados for years. And we boast ourselves of being a Christian nation. Praise God. We're not going to change that. We're glad that there are people in the country that still love the Lord and still want to serve the God of the Bible. The God has been a people's guide for past 300 years. And so as we look forward to our Easter morning celebration, which is the normal thing for us as Barbadians, even persons that non-church goers look forward to Easter to celebrate. But now we have the situation where we have Vibes Cartel and some other person, what's his name? Tommy Lee, coming in to perform on Easter Day, one in the morning and one in the evening. I find this to me very distressing as a pastor. I find it distressing as a Christian. I find it very insulting to us as the church in Barbados. And yes, I support Miss Motley's call to the church to work with the young people. And I support her call in saying to the children, get back to church, get back to Sunday school, and you know, and get a good start in life. You know, children bought in church are hardly brought before the courts. And that's the truth. And the record is data show that. Praise God. And I support Miss Martin's call for that. But I want to say this also. While we are doing what we can, getting the children back to church and trying to teach the children the values, Christian values and ethics and so on, when they leave the church and go back into society and have these people, these miscreants, you know, teaching them something different than what we're teaching them. We have these people coming on a holy day, you know, and saying songs that will cause them to take violent thoughts and, you know, promiscuous thoughts and so on. It's undoing what the church is doing.
That's
so
right.
I would want our prime minister to look at it closely. And I know that she's one person that likes to make things sure that she, when something is happening, that she's involved to bring some positive change. I would like to see some change in this system, the culture of Barbados. That this will not ever be able to happen in this country again. Barbados is long becoming now the dumping ground of the Caribbean. Because this kind of stuff cannot happen in other Caribbean islands. Not even a Trinidad is the capital of party and a carnival and stuff. And in fact, around this time, I think Reverend Gale, as it's getting to Good Friday and so on, they shut down everything.
Yeah.
And everybody head into Barbados to walk up and gyrate and carry on. I rebuke that in Jesus' name.
Of Jesus.
I'm very upset about it. And everybody should be. And I understand that they're planning a march. Well, I know who's going to be out there marching. Praise God. Because I believe that I could talk, but then when the action can put my foot somewhere,
yeah,
my mouth is. Praise God. And I'm like, Christians, church goes and all that. And come on and show your support for those persons who, you know, who are out there. Show your support because when good men do nothing, evil will prevail.
Yes,
evil prevail. So I'm calling on this government to make some changes, you know, to our or a system or entertainment system where they can't just come and just bring anything at any time that they feel in this country and impose it on the country and impose it on our young people going to be down there. Mothers going to be down there. You know, that's what they're going to be mad for their children.
Right.
They're going to sing, when the Lord comes, they're going to sing the old rugged cross. I doubt it. That's God. And the songs that I've seen already that were sung are songs that incite rebellion, incite violence and drugs and all those things. Mm-hmm. So we need to speak out. We need to say no, not in this country. If it can't happen in Trinidad, it can't happen in St. Vincent, it can't happen in Grenada, it shouldn't happen here.
No.
We are not the dumping grounds. And for the miscreants to come and dump every crap in Barbados, we will not have that. We will stand up and speak loudly and say, not about here. No, no. So I thank God for, you know, those persons who are organizing, and I'm asking us to really support the organization of the march and get out there and, you know, let people know that you're not going to sit back and be silent. We will be silent no more. In Jesus' name. Praise the name of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And so we're going to share a sharp word, because we did spend some time this week looking at praying for the children and looking at what the divisiveness of the enemy wants to do to our nation. And we will not sit back and accept that. So now we're going to go into the word, short word. We're still on the team, a new era, a new day. Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And on last Sunday, I was privileged to invite to have that. You know, in my church, I preach it again in the church, and I saw the response of the members.
Amen.
Praise God. The people are receiving the word and are being changed by the word of God. When dissatisfaction becomes your motivator, if you're happy where you are, you're going to stay where you are. If you're contented doing what you're doing, even though you're not making any progress, are you not seeing any change, are you not seeing any success or victory, you're going to stay there. But when you evaluate where you are, and when you assess where you are, and you realize that God has always intended for the church to be prosperous and successful and victorious, He died so that we can have victory in our lives. And if we're not having that victory in our lives, then, you know, we have to look at what can we do. Well, you know, we can't stay there. So Israel, under the Moses had died, and here in Joshua chapter 1, God spoke to Moses, to Joshua, and said, Joshua, wake up. But one of the things we looked at, Reverend Gale, is that Joshua was sitting there for more than one reason kept him there. One, he was very submissive to Moses.
Yes, yes. He was a servant.
He was not one of the person that would kind of usurp his authority and carry on. He was more intent, right, in following than taking control. And that's something that we have to be careful of. So I think people are ready to take control rather than follow,
yes.
And so he was not ready to take control. He had followed Moses faithfully, sincerely, as his servant. And he's seen the glory of God in Moses, and he knew that God had already earmarked him, but he didn't want to jump up and take over. You know, Moses there, so let's go. He was waiting on the Lord, but he's also a bit timid too. I know he was dealing with some horrible people. Bless God. And he saw how they're frustrating Moses.
Okay.
You know, he said, I didn't want to go there. Oh, God, get mad at me. Pastoring is not easy. A lot of people think it looks beautiful on the outside. Pastoring is one of the toughest jobs. You have different people with different emotions, different mindsets, different ideas, all kinds of stuff. And you're going to be able to love them the same way and care for them the same way and treat them the same way. But, you know, so you need God's grace.
Amen.
To be a pastor. So he said, I don't know if I want to leave these people anywhere. And then the thing is, they did not see the body of Moses. They did not know he was breaking. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 34 that God buried Moses himself. Mm-hmm. Right? He took him, he showed him the whole city, he got him to Mount Pisa, and he showed him all of the terrain and the territory. He said, look at this, what you're gonna give to the Israelites as a promise.
Yeah.
But guess what? You ain't going there. Mm-hmm. You will see, but you're not going. And then God took him and God buried him himself. And the Bible says, let's read that scripture for me. The Bible says that no one knows where he was buried.
And that's Deuteronomy 34 and from verse 5. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, just as the Lord had said. The Lord buried him in a valley near Beth Peor in Moab. But to this day, no one knows the exact place.
So there was Joshua saying, if I had a body, I could verify. I need evidence.
Closure.
Joshua wanted closure. I'm not that the Israelites do.
Yes.
Listen to me. Church is real. Real people doing real things. And some people say, well, I don't know if I can move here. I am accustomed to Moses, so I ain't going until he see the body. You know? You get that deacon that always like, you don't give me trouble. Yeah, and what telling people, don't mind what Joshua, we stay here, we get a significant message. Moses might be coming back.
Yes.
We spent 40 days up in
the mountain.
I came back then.
He came back. So for all reasons, many reasons, they were stuck. But God said, you're going to be stuck in a place that's cursed. Because Moab was cursed because they tried to curse. They bought Balaam to try to curse God's people. You got to be careful. Can I say this? Reverend Gail, you have to be careful trying to curse God's people.
Yes.
When you try to curse God's people, the curse comes back on you.
Yeah.
You know, everything, the curse came out as a blessing. Mm-hmm. But the curse went back on the Moabites. And so they were cursed by God because they tried to curse the children of God. And so God didn't want them in a cursed land. And he didn't want them marrying either. Right. And then they had a lot of false God, pagan gods and stuff like that. So there were so many reasons why God wanted them out.
Right.
Away from there. Can I say to somebody, God wants you out of there. Wherever you are right now, God is saying, you got to get out. Change your course. Come out. Because I'm about to take you to somewhere better, something greater. I'm about to bless you. Bless your socks off. But you have to have the mindset that I'm with you and that you can go forward. You cannot go forward looking back. Moses is dead and he's buried. God told Joshua that. No, you, Joshua, you get up and take these people forward. And four times in Joshua chapter 1, God told Moses, God told Joshua, be strong and have a good courage.
Right.
In other words, warfare is going to come. The enemy is going to come. The lion's den is going to be there. The fiery furnace is going to be there. But be strong and have good courage. And of course, because that Joshua was going to be the person to be able to deliver or parcel out the land, the inheritance to all the Israelites. He had to take all the kings.
Yeah.
He had to subdue all of those kings in the kingdom.
Men.
And he had real fighting men. But thank God the man on the wall with the sword drawn was always there ahead of him.
Yes.
Praise God.
More than
captain of the host.
Just more than man. Just more than man. I can't
always
it.
There. Always he there. Saw this man. Are you for us or for them? I've come as the captain of the horse. So God is always there, the captain of the horse. So I can reassure you that you don't have to worry about the fight in the battle. God is always fighting for you to take you into your promised land. If God promises to do it, he will do it. What he says with his mouth, he will do with his hands. And we've seen God work in the last 30 years amongst his missions. Yes, we've been through some stuff. And I will write my book. I've made it through the rain. Praise God. Rain of all kinds of stuff, rain of negative things, rain of, you know, attacks and so on. But God stood with me. Praise God. Anointed me and kept me. And today I can look back and say, God, you are great. Thank you for loving me enough to stay with me, loving me enough to impart your anointing on me. Praise God. That I don't go there and say things in my flesh, but I say under your anointing and your empowerment. And people can see the manifestation of the presence and the glory of God for my life. Praise God. I don't know. Reverend Gail, I want to say a few words quickly and then you will come back.
Okay. One thing that I would want to say here is that you must believe the word that God said. And Joshua, when he spoke to Joshua, he said to Joshua, Moses is dead. You got to start to move on from there. And then he began to give him all of the parameters. Remember that you're to lead these people, because he was given that mandate before by Moses, that you would now be the person who would lead. So God now brought him back to remembrance. And I don't know who would be listening to know that. Hold on to the word of God. You know, hold on to what God is saying. If God said, be strong, then be strong. If God said, be courageous, be courageous. And don't be discouraged or be fearful, because the Lord is with you. And most importantly, he said that wherever the soles of your feet were trod, and that was the word that God gave you Apostle Lucille, and we have seen God,
praise God,
be with you and be with the ministry for all these 30 years because of the word. So people need to hold on to the word of God. Yes, in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you. It's so wonderful. Apostle Chris, you say a few minutes and then we'll
come. I can imagine the fear and the thoughts Joshua had when all this thrown at him by God. I can imagine how overwhelming it could have been. When you look at the enormity of the task that his leader Moses went through all that time, and he watched the things Moses went through. He actually bore all of it, and now to be told to lead his people, he needed a word from the Lord.
Yes.
But he needed a word from the Lord. He needed a baptism from the Lord. He needed a Holy Ghost touch from the Lord just to make the next move. Because if they did to Moses, the leader, imagine what they'll do to him. The important thing there is Joshua said, as a servant leader, and it's really good when I have servant leaders. As a servant leader, Joshua said, if you say, God, I'm going to do it, I don't know how I'm going to get done, but I'm depending on you. I don't know where to go, but I'm trusting you to lead me. I don't know where the victory, but I know you're victorious. And it worked through that process until Joshua meet the end of the road, and everything God asked him to do was done.
Praise God.
Very
he took the cities because he was obedient.
Yes.
He defeated the kings.
Oh, my God.
They're kings that God wants to defeat. Where?
Amen.
By God. And we can only do it in obedience to God. There's always a king that's raising up. My God, big mouth and carrying on and stuff. And God wants to silence those kings. Bless God. Reverend Gill is going to share the ad for us, and then I will.
We're giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Owl Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Give them a call today and benefit from their services. Their contact information, 436-4753, 436-4753. I know for sure that you were impacted today by our program. Please give us a call at 422-2512, 422-2512, or you can call us also on 432-6479, 432-6479. We truly look forward to hearing you. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Thank you, Reverend Gail. Thank you, ministers of God. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Remember one thing. If God is with you, you're victorious. It's a new era. It's a new day. And when God comes by to take you into your new era, your new day, obey him, follow him, and all is going to be well. I bless you to be a blessing today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.